Candlewick on Brilliance Audio presents Below by Meg McKinley, performed by Tara Sands. The day that I was born, they drowned my town. The mayor flipped the lever, and everybody cheered. There were streamers and balloons and a really lame brass band. The people of Old Lower Grange ate sausages and potato salad while they watched their lives sink beneath a wall of water. I didn't see the town take its last gulping breath. No one in my family did. That was my fault, of course. There was no way around it. I was early. That was the thing. I was 8 weeks early, and no one was expecting to see me that day. Mom and Dad were going about their business, trying to decide whether it was morbid or festive to go and watch their old lives disappear under 200 feet of water, when all of a sudden, I was coming. Mom yelled for Dad, and he left the plate he was making half done on the table, where it would later crack down the center. Years later, they presented it to me on my birthday as a keepsake, the way other kids get their booties bronzed or their tiny handprints preserved in plaster. "Here," they said, "have this broken plate as a symbol of your birth. It would have been better, but you kind of got in the way." Okay, they didn't actually say that, but I knew it was what they were thinking. Because of me, while everyone else was gathering at the dam, we were busy racing in the other direction. We were speeding through New Lower Grange, which had been thrown up just 4 miles east of the lever-flipping festivities. Hey, presto! As if someone had snapped open a page in a pop-up book. We were zipping past the instant lawns and the empty swimming pool and the hollow shells of buildings, out onto the highway, and then all the way over to Lenton, the closest town with anything resembling a hospital, for the occasion of my inconvenient birth. By the time Mom and Dad brought me home, things were different. There was electricity in the supermarket and water in the pool. Below the ground's hard surface, lawns were sending down their tiny, invisible roots. It was almost like a real town. If she didn't look closely, my sister, Hannah, could pretend this was the street where she fell off her bike when she was 6. My brother Elijah could tell himself the ridges in the twisty gum tree out front were from the tire swing he used to ride to the moon and back. But there was no history here. Not really. When Mom and Dad laughed about the time Elijah threw a wad of mashed potatoes at Hannah, they all turned and stared at the back wall of the kitchen, then looked away again. There was supposed to be a stain on the wallpaper there, a fat circle of damp that had never quite come off. But all those stories were dead and drowned. The mashed potatoes and the green and orange 1960s wallpaper had been replaced by easy clean tiles with a trendy mosaic border. Our old lives were 200 feet underwater at the bottom of a lake, and no one could bring themselves to care anymore. No one except me. When I was little, I used to dream about our house all the way down there in the mud. I pored over the photo albums lining the bookshelves in the hall and wondered what it all looked like now. The twisty old gum tree, the hairpin bend, the treehouse out back that would have been mine. When I first heard the story of Atlantis, I caught my breath. I took a lump of Dad's clay and made a model of a mermaid, only with short hair like mine. In kindergarten, I drew pictures of us underwater. I drew all of us standing out in front of the house, holding hands under a bright sun, and Mrs. Morgenstern gave me a gold star for excellence. Then I took a thick crayon and drowned us all in blue. I never lived in Old Lower Grange, but I felt like I had, like I should have. Like those two things were sort of the same. And even though you couldn't see the damp patches on the walls anymore, I knew they were under there somewhere. You'd think that when you sink something under 5,000 swimming pools worth of water, it'd be drowned and gone. You'd think it would be done with. But somewhere inside me, I knew. You can't just drown a town and call it over. Eventually, things have a way of floating to the surface.